Part 1. Exiles. Funerals are important. Away from home, we cannot lay our dead to rest, for we alone have given them no fitting burial. Self-conscious of our absence, brooding over distances in Western lands, we must rehearse the planned performances of our rites till we return. And meanwhile, through the years, our unburied dead eat with us, follow behind through bedroom doors. Abena P.A. Busia, Ghana. 1. Hilton looked at his watch and winced. 4 o'clock. His wife's reception had started at 3, and although the lodge was only a 10-minute drive from here, he was late, even by colored people time standards.
You gotta go, right?
Denitra asked, her arms folded across her chest, not hiding the disappointment on her painted lips. Hilton was intrigued by lipstick, especially the shade as bright as blood, because Dede never wore it. But then, Dede didn't have to. I'll be in trouble if I don't, Hilton said, glancing at the boxes stacked in the empty apartment. Anything to keep his eyes off of her black tank top, which she wore with a brazenness only a woman in her early 20s could. You're all set, eh, Miss Thang? I know the elevator's broken, and it's not Buckingham Palace, but...
Oh, please, Denitra laughed. Close enough? This is better than I thought it could get for me, Mr. James. And I won't mess it up this time, over shooting up, or a man or nothing else.
Metro Dade police had referred Denitra to Hilton's drug rehab center 6 months ago, when the remnants of her stitched-on, store-bought braids hung sloppily from her scalp. Her lips were never quite closed and never quite dry, and her arms were swollen from needle tracks. Now her arms had dark bruises from the habit she would fight off all her remaining years, but they were also sculpted with muscles. Her faded jeans at last had a form to cling to, and cling they did. This was a dangerous place for a married man to be today, Hilton thought. Higher intentions were one thing, but it was a plain fact the woman was looking good, and the two of them had spent the past hour working up a healthy sweat, carrying boxes and donated furniture up 2 flights of stairs to move her and her baby into a place they hadn't known for the infant's entire 18-month life. A home. And Denitra had brains going for. Even when she used to get high, she never shared needles, which kept her and her baby free of the disease that had decimated his clients who shot up. She had a strength that reminded him of his wife, with a will to match. All of these qualities added, in his mind, to her general fineness. He couldn't help thinking about what might have happened between them if he was single, which he hadn't been in 15 years. The bare, airy room felt too small for them both. She read his mind.
You know, there was a time a man like you would have asked for my phone number, back before I tore myself up like I did.
A man like me would ask for your phone number now, Hilton said carefully, to reassure her that she should not be ashamed if a man like me weren't married.
I guess you already got my number, don't you?
She took his hand and pressed it to her chest near her collarbone, where beneath a thin film of perspiration, her skin felt touched with fever. Another time, a different doorway, another life. His lips parting slightly, Hilton gently pulled his hand away and patted her firmly on the shoulder. Denitra laughed at the brotherly gesture.
Don't be looking at me like that, girl. I don't know what you want with an old man anyway.
Not that old. I don't see no gray in that beard yet.
You aren't looking closely enough.
Well, I don't think I'd better look no closer, seeing as you have that ring on your finger and you won't take it off.
Still smiling, Hilton shook his head. Her attraction was flattering.
Damn. You don't give up, do you?
He asked.
No, sir. That's why I'm standing where I am right now.
He saw a fleeting image of the two of them, nude, entwined behind boxes on the carpeting, christening her new home. But he forced the thought away because he felt the heavy warmth of arousal growing beneath his stomach. He took a deep breath and pinched her cheek.
Good luck, sweetheart. I'm late. I'd better leave.
Yeah.